afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
The struggle for justice in the world is currently characterized by widespread protest. The dissatisfaction is understandable, and there is a commonly held belief that we must fight for what we believe in, and only through resistance and struggle will we eventually overcome. There's no doubt that injustice is a global disease, so let us consider it from the angle of an illness. How do we best fight a disease? We take a treatment, be it a drug or a natural remedy, which attacks the enemy which has taken root within. There are two important points here. Firstly, we recognize the enemy is within us, and secondly, we take direct action against it, not complicated. No one would ever advocate protesting about an illness as a means of eliminating it, because that's just plain silly. And yet, in the case of injustice, that is exactly what many advocate as the solution to this problem, which has its existence within the body of society, and which is a product of our own thinking and values. There is no doubt a more equitable distribution of resources is what is required in order to remove a lot of negative factors which cause inequalities. So some claim making our collective voices heard is the answer. But while this highlights a problem, it still does nothing to directly eliminate it. Of course, the argument here is that it is up to those in power to sort out the mess. But that is as good as saying, it's not really my problem because I didn't cause it and I can't actually do anything directly to fix things. So it's up to someone else to fix it. But we are all part of the situation and we can all do something much better than just complaining about it. Injustice is not simply solved through a more equitable distribution of resources, because that is not the cause. It is just one of many symptoms. What is needed is a general antidote, something that directly counters the effect of the illness that the illness is having and does in the way injustice works in every situation. So what is the antidote for injustice? Well, that's easy. Justice. Or if you prefer, universal fairness at all levels throughout society. So who establishes and maintains justice? Is it the legal system? Only partly. Isn't it better to prevent injustice occurring before legal action is even considered? When two neighbours argue, isn't it better they solve it amicably by agreement? If a situation deteriorates to the point it has to go to court, a relationship is likely to have been damaged, sometimes beyond repair. We may think we can walk away from such scenarios, but we carry the scars with us, which affect future relationships. So without proper resolution, true justice is never really achieved. Most agree an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But we still continue to think fighting injustice is the cure right there, when what we should be doing is preventing injustice from occurring in the first place. So how do we do that? Diagnosis is the first thing a doctor must get right, because an incorrect diagnosis will result in an incorrect and ineffective treatment. And that is true, no matter how powerful the administered remedy may be. So what is the cause of injustice in society? All action originates in thought. So that is where we must start. Like every illness, the cause of injustice is within this body we call society, which itself is a construct of billions of individual cells, being each of us. In the healthy human body, all cells function together towards a common purpose. Does this happen in society? Does every human on the planet share a common vision or even common thinking about justice? At the moment, that understanding is shaped more by self-interest than anything else, and we need to get above this to find a universal perspective, something which binds us more effectively as a global family. So now we have a starting point, and that point is within each of us. What is needed is enhanced or evolved understanding. A majority of humanity needs to arrive at a common understanding as to what justice actually is. Once we reach this point, laws will quite naturally be modified and adjusted accordingly, and in this way, injustice in all its forms will vanish, because it will no longer fit that new paradigm. Sound too simplistic? There is nothing simpler than a seed, and yet a single seed can grow into a magnificent tree. The problem of justice is a philosophical conundrum, and philosophy, which is at the root of our values, is about identifying original cause and applying the truth thus discovered to every situation. Truth is more often than not quite simple to understand, but not necessarily easy or fast to apply. Again, the key is within each of us. That key, once discovered, must first be applied to each of us at the individual level. When we do this, all our dealings become just, not because the law requires it of us, but because we decide to be just. We act as we believe. Justice produces harmony, and it produces peace. And all these things are a byproduct of our thinking. Thought and action must become one. It is all too easy to complain and point the finger at others, when in fact we should be pointing it at ourselves. Change in society is not up to others. It is up to us as individuals. The only choice then is whether we want to continue to be part of the problem or make the choice to be part of the solution. If we want to change the paradigm, then we must start with ourselves. Instant justice is never good, and we're not going to reshape society overnight, nor are we going to change things from the outside in. Society is a reflection of what is within us. Because of that, we also have the power to fix the problem, but not if we think it's up to someone else. Internal and personal change is never easy, but when it does occur, it more often than not occurs in silence. Realization of a better way is transformative, and that kind of change is also permanent. But when it does occur, no medals are requested or required. That is why the wisest sages throughout history have repeated the same line. If you want to change the world, you must first change yourself.
with the girl next door. That was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are. Not just a lover, but a lady sat down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing, man? Stronger every day. Somebody talk to me. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong, honey. Whenever I see you smiling at me, nobody gonna tell me that I'm doing wrong, honey. Whenever I
today's considerations will help you on your own personal journey of self-discovery.